from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. John Heyman joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your favorite hometown tire, Aturo.com. John, good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
You know, I got to tell you, I'm starting to notice. I haven't spent a ton of time, but I think this Aaron Judge kid's got a shot. I think this guy could be a pretty good player.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I was there yesterday. Now on pace for 63 home runs. That is not easy to do, particularly when they should be pitching around you. And some of the managers have pitched around him, but, you know, it's just amazing. Incredible. 227 OPS plus is all-time great, right up there with Barry Bonds and Babe Ruth and Ted Williams, and that's about it.
How much better of a season is he having than Shohei Ohtani? Is it close? Is it?
No.
Because obviously,
not close.
Ohtani's 40-40.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, not close to me. I mean, Judge is playing center field also, and he's on, as I said, on pace for 63 home runs. So, you know, I don't think WAR is perfect, but it's, you know, like a 9 WAR to a 6 WAR at this point. So. Close to 50% better by WAR. I'm not sure it's that much better, but it's certainly better. I mean, I think there are a few people in the American League doing better than Ohtani at this point. I think Soto is, and I think Bobby Witt is also.
I saw Ohtani pitched off the mound. He's now back, and will he eventually? Let's just play out a scenario. There's a World Series. Judge is up at bat, and they decide, no, we're taking out Michael Kopech, and we're going to roll in Shohei Ohtani. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, can't rule it out at this point. Who knows with the Dodgers? These pitchers are in and out. Who knows? They Gonsolin could come back. I don't know. You've got the Kershaw's now back. Bueller was back. Then he was gone. Then he's back again. I mean, Yamamoto, is he going to be ready? They got about 9 guys who are – really all-star level or all-time great level who are possible, but who knows about any of them at this point. I mean, you know, I think that if the Dodgers are at full strength, they're the favorite, but we just don't know where they stand at this point.
Out in Seattle, John, Scott Servais learned he was fired via social media. Then they talked to him. Seems like he was mistreated a little bit, but looking ahead, because of what he accomplished in Seattle, how attractive will he be as a possible candidate for teams looking for managers?
Yeah, I'm not so sure. I mean, he's very, very close to Jerry DePoto, you know. So I'm not sure. He certainly has experience. He's got a winning record. He did get the Mariners into the playoffs one time, which is an accomplishment for the Mariners. But I'm not so sure. I think Skip Schumacher is a big candidate. And, you know, probably somebody will try to talk Dusty Baker into coming back, and who knows. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure on Scott Servais. Wow. There will be other openings, I do think. I mean, we know the White Sox are an opening, but, you know, I'm just looking at Toronto as a possibility. We'll see about St. Louis as a maybe. You know, I think Pittsburgh and Cincinnati love their guys. Not sure why, but they seem to. You know, like with anything, it's more important to get along with the bosses than to actually do well.
Speaking of the Sox, they did it. They actually did it. They got to 100 losses on the 25th day of August. No one has ever been that bad. So I don't know, John. I mean, honestly, I say this sincerely, I don't know how they don't win 100 next year. They've done it 2 years running. I mean, it really feels like a commitment to awfulness.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to avoid losing 100 next year. I mean, they're right now on pace to, let's say, probably 123, 124 losses. So, you know, if they only lose 100 next year, it's still going to be probably a 23, 24 game improvement, which is not easy. I mean, I know the Royals have gone from 106 losses to looks like they're going to have 90 wins this year or so. That's amazing. Good for them. But, of course, they went out and spent. And, you know, I mean, the White Sox could spend, but, you know, they're not going to spend their way to 90 wins like the Royals did. So, yeah, it's more than a year away, Mully. I'm sorry.
You know, back in the National League, you look at what the Padres have done, and they put themselves in great position. And now they get Yu Darvish back after almost 3 months with a personal issue. Are they emerging, John, as a team that you think could challenge the Phillies, the Dodgers, and be as good as any going into the playoffs?
Yeah, I think that, you know, they say it's a crapshoot this year. It certainly appears that way. There's no team on pace for 100 wins. We've got no super teams, not even close, right? So, I mean, the Dodgers right now have the best record in baseball. They're on pace around 97 wins, but who knows with them, as I said. Padres are hot. The Diamondbacks are hot. Either of those teams could advance to the World Series. Certainly the Diamondbacks did it last year when they weren't nearly as good. Their rotation looks excellent at this point. And same with the Padres with Musgrove now back. You've got Darvish on the cusp. He will be back very soon pitching. And they've got that lockdown bullpen, which they acquired half of it at the deadline. And they're trouble. They really are. I mean, look at the team they had last year with Soto and Snell and only won 82 games. That to me is the shocker. The Padres are a good team, and they are a team to be reckoned with.
John, the Cubs go down to Miami, and they take advantage of Miami, and they score runs, and they look great. Then they come back for the sweep, and they just go all Cubs on the thing. They once again failed to score runs. They once again failed to get some runners in scoring position knocked in, and they lose a game yesterday. And, I mean, I know it sounds like a weird lament that you're not sweeping teams, but if they're actually going to make a move of some kind, they need to put together a run of games. And their longest run has been five games, five consecutive wins. They've done that twice. They just don't score runs. They don't score enough runs on a continuing basis to be able to sweep some of these series. And it's got to be really frustrating for anyone that follows the Cubs.
Yeah, Molly, you hit on it exactly. The offense needs to be better. Suzuki is having a nice year, but nobody else is really outperforming or even performing to standard. I don't think. I think Happ should be doing better. Bellinger should be better. Swanson certainly should be better. They're not hitting like they should be. And even at their optimal, they probably aren't quite good enough hitting team. You know, they've got a tall task at this point to try to beat out the Mets and the Braves. They've got to beat them both. And not going to be easy, but, you know, they're not completely out of it at a game under at this point. So they still have a shot as we head towards September. So that is something, but I am with you. I am concerned about that offense.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Appear to be quite good enough.
John, back to Aaron Judge for a moment. We haven't talked to you since he was criticized by a Little League coach from Staten Island, was it, that he didn't spend enough time with the kids when they were there in Williamsport for the Little League World Series. Little League World Series ended last night in spectacular fashion, dramatic victory. But I wonder, what was behind that? Did Aaron Judge snub somebody?
I can't imagine. You know, is it possible he wasn't, he was waving to one side and didn't wave to the other? There were a lot of Little League teams there, and apparently that team, which is a local for Aaron Judge in New York, a Staten Island team, thought they were going to get special treatment because it's the local team. I don't know exactly what happened. I will say that it's hard to be better than Aaron Judge is with fans generally. I was not there. Obviously, look good on TV. ESPN made everybody look magnanimous and fantastic, and the whole thing spectacular and really nice. But I can't imagine Aaron Judge was anything but kind. He is very good with the fans. I can't imagine a superstar player being any better with fans generally than he is. You don't know. You see on Twitter, the coach is a Mets fan. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe they had higher expectations that they'd sit down with each kid individually. I don't know what they were expecting, but that does not sound like Aaron Judge to me.
This segment with John Heyman is brought to you by Grainger, official partner of the Chicago Cubs in Wrigley Field. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by Grainger. John, I wonder, as we talk about Aaron Judge, obviously Juan Soto's pretty good too. Is he going? I mean, he's obviously heading to free agency, and he would be the guy that everybody would want. Is he going to stick around? Is his relationship with Judge such that the two of them want to get it done together? Do the Yankees want to pay him what it would cost to keep him?
Yeah, I mean, I think the relationship is good, but even more important, it's good for his career to have Aaron Judge banding behind him. It certainly helps him to have somebody that good who nobody wants to face batting behind him. So I do think that's a positive. There are other positives to the Yankees, obviously, but we're going to have to see who's going to come up with the money, because generally that is what free agency is about. I don't think it was the case with Ohtani, who made basically the same offer to five teams and then picked the Dodgers, one of the three, at least three, that said yes to it. Because I think he wanted to go for comfort. He wasn't that concerned about the money, as we saw later. $17 million was stolen from him without him noticing. But that's a rare guy. You know, I think if $17 million was stolen from most people, they would probably notice. Unless they, had $50 billion, then you might not notice. But I think Soto is a typical free agent who's looking at the deal and who wants him the most, and will probably go to the high bidder. But the Yankees do have some advantages, Judge being one of them.
Great stuff. Great talking to you, John. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, John.
Always a pleasure, guys. Have a good week.
That's our guy, John Heyman, the New York Post, MLB Network, does our show every week. I love John.
Yeah, he's right about Aaron Judge having one of those rare type of seasons.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.